The daily mindfulness, stabilize it. That one very important. Develop the wisdom. The wisdom part, daily mindfulness, sati sampajana. Where from there, you move into vedana nupassana, citta nupassana, and dhamma nupassana. Then when you have that thing established, you go and do the trust, relax, aware, let that nature do. Then the internal movement transform. And that is the consciousness way. The consciousness way will actually transform your consciousness until it becomes very, very fine. And then that one can lead to the collapse of the mundane mind. So that one, without the wisdom stabilized, it cannot happen, actually. It cannot happen. So you have to do both. Daily is a must. Even the Buddha already said, sati patthana, the four foundation of mindfulness. Step 8. You don't go into step 8. You cannot penetrate beyond Sakadagami, second stage of sainthood. To go beyond second stage of sainthood, you must have the sati sampajana. You must do the four foundation of mindfulness. Complete it. Contemplate, reflect until very clear. Then you go beyond anagami and arahantaship. Then after that, together with the consciousness, you move into the bodhisattva way. You do the trust, the higher teaching. So this will complete the cultivation. And most people cannot do the trust because they don't understand that thing. So my nature this life, the condition that arise in 208 when Maitreya requests me to come out and share, 请你把正法传下去, is to teach the Bodhisattva way and this nature's way, the gateway and all those things. The normal Satipatthana, the Sati Sampajana, Sakyamuni teaching has already. That one, the normal Theravada tradition and the Mahayana tradition also has. But the Mahayana tradition, because of Huining, he really go to the true mind direct. That's why his hallmark of his teaching is no talk. That one is the hallmark. Wu nian. Wu nian 就是真心. That one take you straight away to the true mind, the true nature. And you have to meditate from there, from the awareness nature. You cannot meditate with the thought. It becomes thought-based meditation. You're wasting your time. Because you want to realize the Dhamma, which is akaliko, beyond thought, beyond mind. So now you start to connect and you start to see. Then after no thought, you realize the basic Dhamma already. Then only you can penetrate the higher understanding or the higher teaching to realize no mark. The no mark means no mark of a self cultivating, no mark of others, and finally, no mark of Dhamma, life, existence. So this is the unconditioned Dhamma. This is the wisdom Dhamma that will allow you to go the Bodhisattva, to live life, to understand life, to develop all the understanding and the cultivation, to perfect yourself, to continue in the way. Then the last one is no dwelling, wu zhu. So no dwelling is a very, very profound teaching. That one, the mundane mind must collapse. Then the pure, supramundane nature, the true mind, shine forth. Then only you can be in that state of no dwelling, the wu zhu. Wu nian, wu xiang, wu zhu. So these three hallmark of Huining is very profound. That's why he also a very great being. He can teach you these three means he also have great cultivation. That's why the moment I saw that three hallmark in the sutra, and also when we visited the Liu Chu's birthplace, all those things at the temple, I remember I showed to Engby the column, the pillar there. Many of the temple, many places have that hallmark. Wu nian, wu xiang, wu zhu. Very beautiful. And for people to recognize that, you have to have that understanding. Otherwise, you cannot understand what he say. What he say is so profound, so deep in his meaning. So song, this is for you and some others like Po Cheng De On, who has gone far enough. This one is very useful. So you have to take the mindfulness sampajana, stabilize it until it's very stable. Then only go into the trust.
Yeah, but Brother, explanation, thanks.
Also, need a good condition. Otherwise, you won't ask and share all this, then you won't get recorded. This one is very important. Actually, today's sharing is all very important. So, for those cultivators, the session with you, they must listen. Then they will understand. Will also benefit some serious cultivator like Ingbi or Alicia or even those who really are very serious in the cultivation. They listen, later on they will know what this thing is. Then as they progress, they will know what to do. That's why all along from the early days I say daily mindfulness. Without daily mindfulness, no real awakening, no real Dhamma. First and second stage of sainthood, you can reflect, contemplate. You can do the first and second turning wisdom. That one, very easy. But to go beyond the second stage of sainthood, anagami and arahantshiphood and the bodhisattva stage, you need the four foundation of mindfulness. The four foundation of mindfulness is a must to be heedful. Then after that, the nature one is not taught in the Theravada teaching. Because you don't need that teaching, the trust part, you don't need. You only need to stabilize your sati. That's why the Buddha taught Kaya Nupasana, he start with Anapanasati, enough. From there, go in. Then do the four posture, mindfulness of four posture. Then daily mindfulness, sati, sampajana. Once you do that, you penetrate a lot of Dhamma. You penetrate a lot of the basic teaching, the sainthood way. Then you will realize sotapanna shape. Means you will root out sakaya ditti, self-delusion. That one fairly easy. Yeah, you know, form and mind not real, not you. It's characteristic of that one you can penetrate very fast. Okay.